示，它是让石头变成食物啊，英文就是面包。那今天我们要讲到说，魔鬼试探耶稣是叫他从殿顶上跳下来。
So last time when we talked about the temptation was given to Jesus, we were talking about the devil asked Jesus to turn these stones to become bread. And today we're going to talk about devil was tempting Jesus by telling him to jump down from the top of the temple.
当神按照他的形象造人的时候，特别交代亚当夏娃说，这个园中的果树你们都可以吃，唯有分别善恶树上的果子你们绝对不可以吃。
After God had created Adam and Eve, he told them very clearly, you can eat everything in the garden except the tree in the middle.
他说你吃了一定会死。
And God told them that if you eat the fruit, you will die.
但是魔鬼告诉他你吃了不一定死。
But the devil said, you may not die.
而且你会像上帝那样能够分别善恶。
And the devil said that if you eat the fruit out of this tree, you will know good and evil just like God.
所以人类所犯的第一个罪就是骄傲。
So the first sin that man committed was out of their pride.
因为我要像上帝一样。
Because they want to be like God.
在历史上有很多的这个异端邪说异教。
Now in the past, there have been many heresies and cults.
他们要抵挡主，要受人敬拜，自己称自己是神。
And the common theme is that they want to be worshipped instead of God.
骄傲的人呢，他就看自己比别的人强啊。
And same way, people who are proud, they consider themselves better than others.
因为他什么都要炫耀。
They like to show off.
那么有好处的时候，把荣耀都归给自己。
And they like to take credit.
我们认识一个人，如果有过错，他都是别人的错，我都没有错。
We all know people who, some people who always blame others when there's something wrong.
有一件很好的事情，他说这都是我的功劳。
But when there's something good, something that's achievement or good things, they always take credit.
其实世界上这种人很多。
And actually, there are a lot of people like that in this world.
他们喜欢夸口自己的成就。
They always talk about their achievements.
他希望得到别人的称赞跟敬拜。
They want others to praise them and adore them.
他们常常做一些伤害别人的事情，可是他们自己并没有感觉。
Oftentimes they will do things that's hurtful to others, but they don't even realize it.
因为他们会藐视不如自己的人。
Because they look down upon those who are lesser.
偷窃了上帝的荣耀。
And what they're doing is actually stealing the glory of God.
So, 一个人如果他心中没有神，他目中就没有人。
That's why we say if someone does not fear God, then they probably will not be considered to others either.
那么魔鬼到耶稣到那个圣殿的殿顶。
So here the verse says the devil had Jesus stand on the highest point of the temple.
圣经说圣灵带耶稣到旷野受四十昼夜的试探。
So, also in the verse earlier, it says that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert, and it was to be tempted by the God, and he fasted there for 40 days.
各位弟兄们，这个世界就是旷野呀。
Do you know that this world, this entire world, is actually the desert?
太多的试探了。
And there are so many temptations.
一个人他还没有信耶稣。
If someone who hasn't believed in Jesus,
他没有圣灵住在他里面,
if he does not have Holy Spirit living inside of him,
他根本就胜不过这些世界上的试探,
he would not be able to overcome the temptations.
所以这里告诉我们说, 如果你要胜过这个试探,
here what it's telling us is that if you want to overcome the temptation,
这些试探就是叫我们人去犯罪,
and the temptation is to basically make you sin.
所以你要胜过试探，就是 你必须要是一个受洗信耶稣的里面有圣灵的人。
The only solution to overcome, the only way to overcome the temptation is by believing in Jesus and be baptized in him.
这个魔鬼他不能控制基督徒。
Now we know that devil cannot control Christians, fellow believers.
可是他可以试探基督徒啊。
But he can tempt us.
所以我们怎么在这个世界上还能胜过这些试探？
So how can we resist and overcome these temptations?
就是有圣灵在我们的里面。
It is by the Holy Spirit.
那么在雅各书第四章告诉我们说，第四章第七节。
In James chapter 4 verse 7 it says.
我们来读一下好不好？来，所以你们要顺服上帝，要抗拒魔鬼，魔鬼就会逃跑。With English, that.
Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
你怎么抗拒魔鬼呢？就是你要顺服上帝。
So how do you resist the devil? It is by submitting yourself to God.
你要用坚定的信心。
And you have to rely on your faith.
让魔鬼逃跑。
And devil will flee from you if you rely on your faith.
像这魔鬼在教会试探他弟兄姐妹
Devil tempts God's children in the church.
魔鬼就带着耶稣到了圣殿。
So, like in the Bible, devil took
到了圣城，对不起，Holy City.
Took Jesus to the Holy City.
这圣城就是耶路撒冷。
And which is Jerusalem.
应该是说是一个敬拜神的地方。
And it represents a place to worship God.
主后七十年
70 years after Jesus was, 那个第三, was dead and then rose again.
第三个圣殿被罗马帝国毁灭了。
The third temple was destroyed by the Roman Empire.
到现在没有重建起来。
And it has not been restored.
你知道为什么吗?
Do you know why?
因为耶稣说我的身体就是圣殿。
Because Jesus has said his body has become the temple.
那教会就是圣殿。
And church is Christ's body, therefore is the temple.
神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And God lives, actually lives in us through the Holy Spirit.
所以魔鬼也要在教会来试探我们。
So the devil now, instead of in the temple, he tempts us in church.
我们都知道我们是弟兄姐妹，我们彼此是肢体，要互相帮助。
So we know that we are all brothers and sisters. We are all part of the church, part of Christ's body.
可是邪灵往往把一个骄傲的灵放在我们的里面。
But oftentimes evil spirit will try to put a spirit of pridefulness in us.
骄傲呢，使我们不顺服圣经的话。
And pride will make us unwilling to submit to God's words.
也不顺服牧师按照圣经神的旨意所教导的所要求的。
And pride will also make us feeling dissatisfied and tend to challenge authorities.
我也看到有些教会只是说做的戒定，他们也不顺服，他们有他们自己的意见。
For example, some people may disagree with the decisions that's made by either the board of deacon or other leaderships of the church.
我到过一些城市。
I've been to some cities.
那个华人比我们这里更少。
Those cities may have even fewer Chinese.
只有一千个华人。
For example, one of them only had 1,000 Chinese.
本来是一个教会。
And originally there was only one church, Chinese church there.
然后现在变成四个教会。
But now they have four Chinese churches.
那我去的时候，他们对我说：“林牧师，你可不可以做一件事情？”
And when I went there, they asked me, "Can you do one thing for us?"
让这四个教会再重新再恢复成为一个教会。
Can you unite these four churches and make them become one again?
因为谁都不顺服谁。
Because they, neither of them, none of them want to submit to each other.
那所以我也在教会看见一些事情，一些现象。
So I have seen these things in church.
教会有聚会活动。
And sometimes churches have activities, events.
那他也有聚会活动。
And a person, a family has their own event.
所以牧师跟执事会就非常的头痛。
So that's really pose a difficulty on the pastor and the board of deacons.
你看在圣经里面告诉我们说那个使徒约翰很谦卑的做了彼得的助手，他就跟着彼得，都是在彼得在讲话。
Now let's look at some examples in the Bible. For example, disciple John, he was very humble. He was willing to be Peter's assistant.
巴拉巴是去发现保罗的人。
And Barnabas was he was the one who discovered Paul.
他是把保罗找出来的人。
He was one who led Paul and kind of his mentor.
当安提阿教会派他们出去海外宣教的时候，
and when the church of Antioch sent them out as missionaries,
那个布道团的领袖是巴拿巴，
and the leader of the missionary was originally Barnabas.
后来你去读《使徒行传》，那个布道团的领袖就变成保罗了。
But then later, if you read in Acts, the leader became Paul became the leader.
他们只有为神的国。没有自己。
And they were both willing to not
kingdom of God.
Not to you know, fight with each other about who's going to be the leader. They were both willing to help each other as and work for God.
我2012年一年我在那个哥伦巴斯一个叫做 High Point Church 高台教会。
In 2012, in Columbus, I was in a church, High Point.
因为我不是他们的牧师。
And even though I was not their pastor,
我只是在那边聚会。
I was just attending churches there.
所以我的探访都由执事会安排。
So I was under the authority of the board of deacons, and even when I go visit other families.
如果有弟兄姐妹请我去他们家吃饭。
If some families invite me to go over and have dinner with them,
我会打个电话给执事会主席。
I would call the leader of the board of deacons.
我们坐在阳光之下，很透明的去做一切事情。
And we would basically communicate with each other very openly.
因为他们很担心我会在哥伦巴斯成立第三个华人教会。
Because they were afraid that since I have a pastor background, they were afraid that I will start a new church in Columbus.
我为要不要在哥伦巴斯成立第三间华人教会，我祷告了五年。
And actually, I prayed for 5 years about that idea.
最后，神把我带到这里来。
But God eventually God led me to come here to Tallahassee.
他叫他站在殿顶。
So here, devil had Jesus stand at the highest point of the temple.
那殿顶的下面就是吉伦溪一个溪。
And then, as we know, down there, under the temple is the Kidron Valley.
有五十四公尺高。
And the height is the entire height from the top to the bottom is 54 feet.
魔鬼什么意思？
So, what was the intention of the devil?
要试探说。如果你是神，你跳下去啊。
He said, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
哦，那个，我们就会崇拜你啊。
And if you can do that, then we will worship you.
我这么多年，我看到很多牧师，很多教派的领袖有一个诱惑。
And actually, I have seen similar situations, in the past.
因为那个每一个 denomination 每一个教派啊。因为那个台湾的法律是说有一个董事会。
For those leaders of different denominations or churches, sometimes they will face similar situation. For example, there is always a leader in the board in a company.
然后每一个教会也有一个董事会。
And for all the churches, usually they have a board as well.
那很多福音机构也有董事会。
And a lot of gospel or charity organizations, they have a board as well.
尤其是基督教的大学跟医院。
And especially bigger organizations like universities or hospitals, even though they are Christian universities or
对很多牧师是一个诱惑。
And
诱惑
the leadership, that position oftentimes is a temptation for pastors.
有一次有一个牧师给我一张名片。
One time I received a card from a pastor.
我看一看。
And I looked at it.
印得密密麻麻的。
And it was filled, the entire, that tiny card was filled, printed with
某某教会的董事长。
All kinds of titles, for example.
某某教派的董事会董事长。
For example, a president of so-and-so church, president of so-and-so board.
浙江同学会的会长。
President of some kind of student.
哦，中学同乡会，还有什么大学
alumni organization.
我想人都很喜欢这个西服的荣耀啊。
So basically, he put every kind of title he could get on that card, and from that we can see how much he wanted the fame.
这些，我觉得这些是很无聊的事情。
And from what I can see, it is really meaningless.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们来读一下好了，来，凡事不可结党，不可贪图西服的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。个人看别人比自己强，我告诉你啊，后面这句话很难啊，什么你比我强啊？有一天呢、啊，我这个电脑中毒了。
So from Philippians 2:3, you can tell the Bible teaches us that we need to value others above ourselves. However, that is very hard to do. One day, my computer was infected by a computer virus.
我不会处理。
And I didn't know what to do.
我打电话给我的女儿。
So I called my daughter.
她说，你再等我几天呢，我现在很忙。
She told me, I am really, really busy these days. Can you wait for a few days?
我有一个感觉。
And so I was feeling.
我不会的事情很多。
I was feeling like there are a lot of things that I didn't know how to do.
我不懂的事情很多。
And there were many things that I did not understand.
各位爸爸妈妈都有个经验哈。
I believe a lot of parents here will have this experience.
哦，你的儿子女儿去修别人的电脑很热情，对不对？修自己爸爸那个，哎呀，烦得不得了，对不对
？Your own children, will be so willing and prompt when other people, their friends, to ask them to go help or fix something. But when it comes to you asking them to do something, they always are impatient or unwilling.
你们有没有这个经验
？Have you had this experience before？
我看我女儿叫别人弹钢琴，还有那我要这样弹这啊，我说哎，这个怎么弹？哎呀，你这不就都教不会？你看是不是这样啊
？So, like my own daughter, I've seen her being really patient with others when she's teaching others how to play the piano. And when it comes to me, I ask her a simple question like, "How do you play this?" And she's like, "Why don't you know this already?"
很多六十岁以上的人都不太会用手机。
Another example, a lot of people who are older, for example, older than 60, they don't know how to use a cell phone.
问他的女儿第二遍，他说：“妈妈，你怎么老教不会？是不是这样？”
And if they, if a mom ask her daughter how to use a cell phone function, and a lot of times the daughter might say, "This is already the second time I taught you. Why can't you remember?"
所以各位年轻人，从今天开始，好好的耐心教你的爸爸妈妈电脑。
So the lesson here is that for all the young people, please be patient next time when you need to teach your parents something.
魔鬼他要试探耶稣的神性，说你是不是神
？So devil wants to test Jesus for his deity.
他知道耶稣是神性，他知道啊。
But actually, does he know already Jesus is God?
但是他说，注意哦，你若是神的儿子，你跳下去啊。
He knew already, yet he was making others to think like if you are the son of God.
看看上帝会不会保护你。
And basically, he's giving us creating a situation and to test Jesus and see if God will indeed protect his own son.
耶稣钉十字架的时候，那些犹太人怎么说？
A similar situation when Jesus was nailed on the cross, what did the Jews say?
你就是神的儿子，你可以从十字架上下来啊。
They said, let him come down from the cross, then we will believe him.
哎，你可以救别人，那为什么你不能救你自己呢？
Basically, they're saying that if you say you are the Savior, you can save others, why can't you save yourself from the cross?
我告诉你，如果耶稣真的从十字架上下来，
Let me tell you, if Jesus did...come down from the cross and didn't go through the death,
就没有今天的教会了。
Then we wouldn't have church today.
感谢主，我们的主他不下来。
We need to thank Jesus that he did not choose to come down from the cross.
他不是不能下来，他不能下来。
It is not that he was not capable, but it is because he chose not to. He wants to save us.
所以你看哈，魔鬼他企图用神的话哈。但你知道异端都是断章取义啊，这个曲解圣经。
So here we see that the devil was trying to use God's words to go against himself. And a lot of times we see heresies and cults, they would quote out of context, and twist God's words in a similar way.
各位，我们来读彼得后书第一章二十节，来。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言，没有可随私意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话。English.
Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will.But prophets, through humans, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
好，这个异端呢，否认三位一体的真神。他说，圣经并没有写哈，他否认三位一体的真神。
A lot of the heresies, they don't believe in Trinity. They deny that. They said it is not written clearly in the Bible.
他说，耶稣是被造的神。被造的，他不是神啊。
And they think that Jesus is not God. He's being made by God.
神是创造者，他怎么是被造的呢
？And he would think they think that because God is the creator, how can someone like Jesus who is being made to be a God?
异端说，耶稣没有道成肉身。
And some heresies they think that Jesus never.Came in man form.
如果是这样，那就变成他没有钉十字架。
And the fact that they are denying, they don't believe that Jesus actually was hung on the cross.
那我们统统没有得救。
And the fact that they are denying those facts, basically they are thinking none of us is being saved.
耶稣告诉我们说，这些异端走遍陆地啊、海洋，勾引人入教。
Now, Jesus has told us before that these false teachers, these heresies, they travel over land and sea.
做地狱之子。
They are the son of the evil ones.
有一个姐妹，她打个电话给我。
One time, a sister called me.
她说有一个耶和华见证人会的美国人请她去吃饭。
She told me that there is a Jehovah's Witness, an American Jehovah's Witness, invited her over for dinner.
我说，如果你去了，
I told her that if you go,
很可能是死亡之约。
If you go, that could become
死亡之约。How say? There is
a death sentence, a death contract.
Yeah.为什么？他说：“为什么有这么严重吗
？”She asked me, "Is that really that serious? Could it be that bad?"
因为他要带领你离开上帝，否认耶稣。
Now here, the thing is that if the Jehovah's Witness was successfully leading you away from God, denying Jesus,
如果你不去，你拒绝。
And if you don't go,
那这个是永生之业。
Then you get to keep eternal life.
我不知道是谁把一些异端的书放到了我们图书馆，还有前面的这个 lobby 那个走廊那里。
Similarly to that dinner, to that death contract, I have found there are some books or reading materials that's been put out there are actually not good materials. They could be from heresies or other false religions.
所以我们的执事带查经的，可能你要帮牧师有时候检查一下看看。
Therefore, I have asked deacons and other church leaders to pay attention to those materials, and if you find any that's suspicious, we should really examine them.
你们有没有听过属灵的骄傲这句话？有没有听过？
Have you ever heard the saying of spiritual pride?
如果是属灵，他就不会骄傲嘛，就骄傲就不属灵，对不对？这个很矛盾啊。
But isn't that a contradictory oxymoron? Because if you are really spiritual, like the Holy Spirit, then you wouldn't be proud. But if you are proud, prideful, then you wouldn't be spiritual. Yet there is a saying called spiritual pride.
有些传道人他先要他会医病赶鬼，他牧会比别人强，他讲道查经比别人强。我有听过，我有知道有这样的一个传道人。
Now, sometimes we will see certain preachers or pastors. They're really they can deliver good speeches. They are really capable. They have a lot of spiritual gifts.
他们也得到了很多的好处。
And they have earned a lot of they have gained a lot from those gifts and capabilities.
前不久 CNN 报道一个新闻。
Recently CNN reported a news.
说有一个牧师有一个农庄。
It's about a pastor who owns a farm.
200个 acre. Huh? 那农庄的面积200个 acre.
Oh, there are 200. The farm is 200 acres.
他有一部凯迪拉克的车子。
And he has a Cadillac.
有一部 Rolls Royce 的车子。
And he has a Rolls.
那个是谁才买得起？那个一部。
Basically, a really, really fancy car.
那个大概要几十万美金。
It's probably like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
保罗在提摩太前书第六章说，有些人以金钱为得利的门径，就是说用宗教成了他发财的一个工具。
Actually, Paul has mentioned similar cases before that some people will actually use religion, use the church as a method to earn a lot of money.
保罗给我们一句话。
So Paul gave us.
他说我们一切都是从神领受的哈。你看，我们一起来读这个来。你使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，你为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的？ Well, English.
For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
对啊，我们一切都是主领受的啊。可能比如说我的恩赐比较多，那我就多服侍别人了。
So from this, we should agree that everything that we have are from God, and since it is not because of our own, then we should give freely. We should serve the church and serve others.
我得从神那里得到的多，不是要炫耀我自己。
The fact that we received a lot from Lord, does not mean that we should use it to serve ourselves.
我是要服侍那些比我得的少的那些弟兄姐妹那些人。
We should actually use our gifts to serve those who received less.
我是在彰显神的荣耀，不是在彰显我的荣耀。
We should be glorifying God instead of glorifying ourselves.
耶稣跟他说：“不可试探主你的神。”
So Jesus, how he responded to devil is that, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test."
因为他是引用《生命记》第六章十六节。
And he was actually quoting Deuteronomy 6:16.
因为以色列人出埃及
And because in that verse it mentioned that the Israelites was coming out of Egypt
没有水喝
And they were running out of water, drinking water
神叫摩西击打磐石
And God told Moses to strike the rock
神说你不要试探主你的神
And that's when God said to not put the Lord your God to the test
我们有一个姐妹她的先生发烧
I have seen an example. One of the sisters, his husband was on high fever.
他在试探神。
But she tested God.
他说我不去看医生。
She said, "I'm not going to take my husband to the doctor."
上帝一定叫我的先生烧退烧。
If God is God, He's capable of saving my husband.
结果他先生就死掉了。
So the result was her husband died because of the fever.
还有我在神学院一个同学的哥哥。
Also another example, one of my
the 哥哥
classmates, brothers.
Brother, yeah.
One of my brothers.
他要学耶稣跟摩西四十昼夜不吃不喝。
I know a brother who wanted to basically be like Moses and Jesus.
结果他大概到了第二十几天就死掉了。
And he wanted to fast for 40 days, but then he didn't even finish half of it. He basically was starved to death.
我们不要去试探神。
So from those examples, we know we should not put the Lord our God to the test.
试探是从魔鬼来的。
We know that temptations are from the devil.
试验是从神来的。
But tests are from God.
是神要我们试试看，我们是不是肯顺服他的旨意。
It is God used tests to see if we are willing to submit to Him and follow Him.
照着他的旨意去做。
To do things according to His will, not ours.
我们现在领圣餐。
Now let's have communion.